If you lie down in a field, she will find you there. By Colleen Brown. Published by Radiant Press. $20.00 ISBN 9781989274941. Colleen Brown's If You Lie Down in a Field, She Will Find You There, _ Perception is Everything. The Ontario-raised writer and artist's memoir contemplates the mystery of her mother via disparate childhood memories and family vignettes, many of which are recalled by Brown's much older siblings. In delivering these random remembrances, Brown effectively gives the woman's, perfectly human and unremarkable, life the warm spotlight it deserves. This comes in stark contrast to the death porn the media spouted after her mother's murder by a serial killer. The book is a construction, a way to make sense of a life, and it bucks against the narrative pull associated with writing about violence. Don't expect a straight line or an ordered chronology. Do expect to be engrossed by this jigsaw of a memoir that's often poetic, frequently philosophical, and presents a yearning for wholeness. Brown was 8 when her mother, Doris, died suddenly, out of sequence, shockingly and violently. The killer's confession came 2 years later, and he's been in a psychiatric institution since 1978 under a not criminally responsible on account of mental disorder ruling, reviewed annually. There are no details about the where and how of the tragedy. As Brown, a visual artist currently in Maple Ridge, BC, as the 2023-26 artist in residence, explains, "My mother's life and death must be held separate for her life to exist as a story. This non-narrative is located in and near Guelph at the house, the cottage, the store, and these settings provide a loose frame from which the everyday memories hang." The author's sister, Vicky, remembers that Doris used Nivea cream to wash her face. Pages later, Vicky also recalls that their mother always washed the floors on hands and knees. Brother Jim relays how Doris had a little difficulty driving sometimes, particularly on the country roads, and there is levity in recollections of her driving mishaps. Jim's next contribution to the collective story is about the family's dog having puppies. "Mom was so happy with those pups," he says, and siblings Laura and Colleen build on this anecdote with their memories about the family's animals. But it's not all sweetness. Jim also recalls their father having Doris committed to Homewood, and the author writes, "I learned that husbands putting wives into mental institutions was popular at the time. The post-war, upwardly mobile family ran a sporting goods business that afforded them a succession of homes, from an apartment above the store to a big place in the country, but they lost the business." This beautifully produced book's many subjects include feminism, mental health, and forgiveness. Front and center, however, are the memories of a mother the author did not know existed. Brown writes with an artist's sensorial discernment about the domestic, the chenille bedspread, the new mixer with the glossy mustard base, and the natural world. Rain, pointing in the dust and sand, and in curating these various details and anecdotes, she greatly reduces the dark matter her family's experienced. This book is available at your local bookstore or from www.skbooks.com.